Namo Guru.
Gurus and Yams, deities of the mandala, Buddhas of the three times and the ten directions, and your sons and daughters, please consider us with kindness and understanding. Grant your blessings that these aspirations may be accomplished exactly as we wish. Flowing from the snow mountain of pure intentions and actions of myself and all sentient beings without limit, may the rivers of accumulated virtue, untainted by the three concepts, merge into the ocean of the four bodies of the victorious ones. Until this is accomplished, through all my lifetimes, earth upon earth, may even the words wrongdoing and suffering be unheard, and may we enjoy the splendor of oceans of happiness and virtue. Having obtained the supreme freedoms and resources of the precious human existence, endowed with faith, energy, and intelligence, having relied upon a worthy spiritual friend and received the quintessence of the instructions, may we practice these properly, just as we have received them, without obstacle or interruption. In all our lives, may we practice and enjoy the genuine Dharma. Learning scripture and reasoning frees from the obscuration of not knowing. Contemplating the oral instructions disperses the darkness of doubt. The radiance of meditation illuminates the true nature as it is. May the brilliance of the three wisdoms increase. The meaning of the ground is the two truths free from the extremes of eternalism and nihilism. By practicing the supreme path of the two accumulations, free from the extremes of exaggeration and denial, one attains the fruit of the two benefits, free from the extremes of samsara and nirvana. May we thus meet the Dharma, which neither errs nor misleads. The ground of purification is the mind itself, indivisible cognitive clarity and emptiness. The means of purification is the great Vajra Yoga of Mahamudra. What is to be purified are the adventitious stains of confusion. May the fruit of purification, the stainless Dharmakaya, be manifest. Resolving doubts about the ground brings conviction in the view. Maintaining this without distraction is the subtle path of meditation. Putting all aspects of meditation into practice is the supreme action. May we have confidence in the view, meditation, and action. All phenomena are illusory displays of mind. Mind is no mind. The mind's nature is empty of any entity that is mind. Being empty, it is unceasing, manifesting as anything whatsoever. Examining well, may we cut all doubts about the ground. Our own projections, which have never truly existed, are mistaken for objects. Self-existing awareness, under the power of ignorance, is mistaken for self. Clinging to duality, beings wander in the realms of samsaric existence. May ignorance, the root of confusion, be discovered and cut. It is not existent. Even the victorious ones do not see it. It is not non-existent. It is the basis of all samsara and nirvana. This is not a contradiction. It is the middle path of unity. May the ultimate nature of phenomena, limitless mind beyond extremes, be realized. If one says, this is it, nothing is shown. If one says, this is not it, nothing is negated. The true nature of phenomena, which is beyond conventional awareness, is unconditioned. May we know with certainty the ultimate perfect truth. Not realizing it, one circles in the ocean of samsara. If it is realized, Buddha is not anything other. It is completely devoid of any "this is it" or "this is not it." May this simple secret, the ultimate essence of phenomena, which is the basis of everything, be realized. Appearance is mind and emptiness is mind. Realization is mind and confusion is mind. Arising is mind and cessation is mind. May we resolve all doubts about the mind. Not corrupted by mentally created meditation and unmoved by the winds of ordinary distractions, knowing how to rest in unfabricated innate spontaneity, may we sustain the practice of resting in mind's true nature. The waves of subtle and coarse thoughts subside by themselves, and the waters of unmoving mind rest naturally. Free from dullness, torpor, and murkiness, may the ocean of shamatha be unmoving and stable. Looking again and again at the mind that cannot be looked at, the truth that cannot be seen is vividly seen, just as it is. Thus cutting doubts about how it is or is not, may the unconfused, genuine self-nature be known by itself. When one looks at an object, no object exists. It is seen as mind. When one looks at mind, no mind is there. It is empty of nature. When one looks at both of these, dualistic clinging is self-liberated. May the nature of mind, luminous clarity, be realized. Free from mental fabrication, it is the great seal, Mahamudra. Free from